going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And sometimes you even surprise yourself with the confession you're about to make. And this is one of those in my case. So yesterday, I kind of surprised myself by, you know, sort of defending someone that I'm not really a big fan of what's his name?
Your man, RG3.
Your boy.
I forgot that happened.
I'm not a big fan, but I defended him because I thought he was being unfairly portrayed, you know. But anyway, we're not talking about that. Today, I'm doing it again. I'm going to defend someone that I'm really not a big fan
Smokey
of.
Smokey Robinson. I thought you were going to say Smokey Robinson.
Gang banging.
You see the Kim Kardashian stuff that's making the rounds?
What do you mean, the Kim Kardashian? Why is the internet like this? Like, you could say something like this, and now I'm like,
it's like, any, it could be any number of things.
I got to go find out what the hell that means.
Okay.
The Kim Kardashian stuff. All right, here we go. Let me pull up Kim Kardashian. What,
the first thing that's probably going
to no, the first word is leak. Oh, no.
Oh, no, not that one.
Okay, all right. Wait, so there was a leak too? What's happening?
She announced that she graduated from law school.
Hey, congratulations
to her. After 6 years, she announced that she graduated from law school. And then, look at this. In her backyard, she had the people come over. She bought the little mortarboard and the robe.
Oh, that's nice.
And had a little private graduation.
That's nice.
From for graduating law school. One problem, and this is the part I'm not defending. She didn't graduate from law school.
Yeah, I'm looking at this community note right now.
Oh, God.
Saying the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't graduate from law school. But here's where I'm going to defend her.
Wait, can you press pause real quick?
Yeah.
If she didn't graduate from law school, what did she graduate from?
Okay, glad you asked. In California, and I looked it up, 4 other states, you can go and intern for several years and do the legwork at law offices.
Ah, so it's like an apprenticeship more.
It's more of an apprenticeship.
Got you.
It's not law school, no teachers, no classes, no professors. So she had this graduation in her backyard with the hat and the robe and all that. But I'm going to defend her because if you're Kim Kardashian, you think there's going to be a few distractions if you actually go to law school. Now, in this apprenticeship program, once you complete it, and I guess you have to work on different cases and all this other stuff and all this. You can take the bar.
Okay.
So she can become a lawyer. She's done what it takes with this apprenticeship to become a lawyer. She just didn't graduate law school. I don't think she should have gone to law school. She should have gone this way from the beginning because she would have been the ultimate. It would have been paparazzi. There would have been like any law school in California. So like as much as you can't defend, I graduated from law school because she didn't. I'm going to defend her. She still did everything it took to maybe take the bar.
So you feel like this was probably the easiest way for her crazy life to pursue this?
Yes,
100%. Rather than being in the dorm or and just going to school like a normal person.
And going to classes. I mean, there would have been people outside taking selfies and, you know, all this other stuff.
They got them over themselves eventually.
Well, they would. But what I'm saying is She did do the 6 years of studying under several attorneys. Just don't put on the graduation outfit and give yourself a graduation.
Now, here's the thing. I think more importantly, and in this day and age, I don't know how you do that. Maybe just don't let us see it. Like that's for y'all at the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that was just, you know, I don't know if that was a show. Do they still got the show going? Is that somebody who just took a video at the house when you told everybody to don't take no videos?
It might be part of the show.
Just don't let us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's taking a big interest in like social justice or whatever.
It seemed like she's really serious about this too. So
she is.
That's where
that's why I'm defending.
That's
her
where I would give her credit too, because she could have easily just jumped off this bandwagon a long time ago.
The comments are great on it though. You didn't graduate from bleep. Well, and to be clear, just like RG3, I'm not the biggest fan, but I got to defend her on this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. I am somehow not beating, but also beating the allegations. Mm-hmm. Okay. I am beating the allegations here to some degree.
What's the allegation?
You will hear this in a moment, right? So I was up early this morning, in part just because, you know, woke up and was like, finding it hard to get sleep. And I was, you know, looking at various things. And I found myself at a certain point reading a kind of academic paper.
Oh, Lord.
By Rachel Kaplan, who is a newly hired Dolphins analytics assistant.
Oh, Lord. I knew it was coming.
About the effects of tight end motion on the run game.
Okay.
What did I tell
you? Well, we got Stuff Plus.
No, it's BSLMNOP. Is that the stat?
It is. It's still not a thing. But yes, I was early this morning. I'm talking about before 6 a.m. at the very least. Mm-hmm. Reading about some analytics and stuff.
Tight end what?
The effects of tight end motion on the run game. So like using the tight end in motion, does it actually affect... get you benefits in the run game,
man.
It's look.
Nick Caserio is probably like, "Woo, this is too much."
Yeah, I'm not beating the allegations there.
Nick Caserio,
I'm not beating
the
allegations there. I know. No, there's a lot of people that are like,
Nick Caserio,
if they see that headline, they're like, "No, thank you."
Actually,
I say headline. Yeah. I saw a tweet about it, and then I went and found the paper because that wasn't published in Athletic or nothing like that. However, it's definitely nerdy. However, this is how I am beating the allegation.
All right.
Bro, I was lost as hell. I did not know what I was reading, brother. I was reading it, and I read it again, and I rubbed the crust out of my eye. I read it a third time, and I did appreciate, though, that they did summarize it for anybody that is curious.
I like the summaries.
For anybody that is curious.
Explain to me like I'm five.
There we go. Yeah. Here we go. That creation, creation through tight end motion is not a strong predictor of play success. So just because like tight ends, if you're just moving the tight end, that's not going to necessarily mean that you're going to get better running.
Now
you know, because I'm a sicko that was deciding to read a little bit about.
So next time I see motion in the tight end in motion, I'm going, that doesn't mean nothing.
It doesn't necessarily mean. I think there's going to be more analysis done on it to see if there's more specifics, but that was right now. It does not seem like moving.
And that's specifically the tight end.
Tight ends particularly.
Not like receivers.
No, no, no. That's a whole different study. Yeah, that you okay. Do.
It's actually left-handed tight ends.
I don't like you.
With blonde hair.
I already said I wasn't beating the allegations, okay? Gosh, that was the confession part.
Man, so whenever I'm usually the guy, if somebody asks, hey, do you need anything? I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't this time. I got to confess. Shout out to T-Mill.
Mm-hmm.
So T-Mill shot me and all three of us a text message pretty much saying Luke is in for the drive. So
hey.
Luke could be in. I got Luke. And he said, I'm also picking up Trill Burger on the way in. Y'all want anything, boys?
Hey now.
I said, I hit him with the Clay Davis.
You're damn right I do.
From the wire.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say it. Yeah.
I said, yeah. I said, damn right I want some Trill Burger, man.
Bring me what'd you order?
The Triple OG.
Of course.
Triple OG meal, yeah.
Which is funny because I sent the exact same text at the same time, and I didn't realize that we had sent the same. Like, this isn't like
you
one of us read
the
other.
OG too?
We said the exact same
we
thing.
We said, like, look at our text. Yeah. It's the exact same text, and I didn't even see his text.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I hit sent, Reggie text came in, and then mine went through. So we pretty much text the same thing. But I'm usually not the guy that's like, oh, yeah, get me this. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah, I kind of want.
I was already almost done with my BLT, so I said I'm good.
Nah, man, you gonna miss out on the OG.
Hey, homemade BLT. Don't sleep on that.
compared to the triple OG, I don't know about that one.
If I'm being completely honest, I probably would have taken it had I not started my sandwich. I love me a good conspiracy theory. You guys know that by now. I heard a juicy one yesterday.
Okay. All right.
And it has to do with the NFL. So I have a friend who, let's just say, follows or knows about the Green Bay Packers.
Uh-oh.
Get this. Plausible, and I'm leaning toward, I totally believe this. This person said that the reason the Green Bay Packers put in the proposal on the rules change for the tush push was as a favor to the league.
Yeah.
For the NFL draft.
Oh.
For giving them the NFL draft. And because the league didn't want a singular owner as the face of the rule.
I think I hypothesized this recently.
You guessed that.
I could see that.
But they said, hey, we'll give you the draft.
Okay, so that's the conspiracy part, that there's like a quid pro quo about
the actual transaction. But
there.
Do this next year. Or whenever, you know, whenever it was.
That part I'm not sure about because
I felt like
Green Bay could have did a draft anytime, to be honest, because it's Green Bay. But I do feel like the NFL was like, hey, y'all put this in because we don't want to place blame on one owner or one team.
See, now I got to be careful because they did host it and they did a bang up job from everything I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
However, coming in, I don't know how you decided that Green Bay was a place you went to before you went to numerous other NFL cities as you was taking this thing on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this would offer a plausible reason as to why you choose Green Bay before some of these other ones. I just don't believe that it's that in particular. But I am here on the idea that the NFL looked around, particularly the owners, right? In the same way we were talking about Jim Irsay passing. Jim Irsay is one of those guys that is very comfortable being out here. Like, I'll say the thing that none of y'all are. You know how, like, you be talking about someone with friends? Like, how do we break it to them? You had that one friend that's like, I'll tell them. Jim Irsay is that friend. Rest in peace, obviously. But I think when it comes to something like Tush Push, knowing that it was going to be as controversial as it was, I think that they didn't want anybody to be the face of it. So they're like, why not the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, because they don't have a face owner. It's obviously several. Several people. This person told me this, and I was like, huh, I'm in.
I can see that.
I buy it. Yeah.
All right, so it seems like Pat McAfee got the Stanley Cup, Lord Stanley's Cup, in his studio today.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see the Stanley Cup, I have the same thought, which is, how in the absolute bleep do people think when they see that, I'm trying to drink something out of that? Like, I get to some degree. Like, it is a bowl. It is the you know, early or the, you know, mid-aughts.
It's legendary.
It's the late-aughts, you know, meme, if it fits. I sits or whatever. If I could put some beer in there, I'll drink out of it or what have you.
Yeah.
But my problem is, I don't care how much they clean it. knowing the things that we know people have done with the Stanley Cup, can you imagine the things that we don't know that people have done with the Stanley Cup? Ain't enough dish soap. Ain't enough sanitizer.
Sanitary wipes.
Ain't enough wipes. Ain't enough steam cleaners. Ain't enough nothing for me to put my lips upon the Stanley Cup in order to drink out of it, because only God knows what you contract in that moment. Like, every time I see it, that is exactly where my brain goes. And is that kind of illogical? Probably. But I just, it might even be one of those things where if I drink out of it, knowing that it's clean, the placebo effect is enough to get me sick, because I know people have done some dastardly stuff with that thing. They have to have.
I'd drink out of it. Would you?
I wouldn't. Now, however,
I'd clean the hell out of it.
let's say Houston get a team and they win the Stanley Cup. I would sip lean, not the Stanley Cup. Just to say, I sip lean, not the Stanley Cup.
I hear you there, because that is a really, really good.
And what is your beverage of choice?
That's a bar. That's a bar right there. I know somebody from Houston gonna say it.
Yeah. This man puts promethazine in there. Yeah, like if you a rapper, sipping that's the ultimate
lean,
bar,
not
bro.
The Stanley Cup. I can hear Slim Thug saying that.
Yeah. Oof, copyright okay. That.
Yeah, I don't. I'm still not drinking out of it. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, let's do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these various people in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.